What would Jamie do?
Hello, guys. It's your girl, Jamie, starting for WWJD. This is a new episode. I've been talking a lot of situation, which was really not expected as much as I thought, because there were some stupid and crazy things going around with your life. And I feel sorry for some people. I feel happy for some people. Anyways, today's situations are going to be incredible. So before we start the show, if you want, guys, to let me know about your situation, you can email us at wwjd@thedivestudios.com or call us through Skype phone +1 209-322-9953 and leave us a voicemail. There's Instagram and Twitter. If you guys didn't follow, is at wwjd_podcast, youtube.com/divestudios. You can rate and review on us on iTunes because you guys are not rating and reviewing. I'm looking at you. All right, so before we start, before we start today's show and today's situation, let's just snippet talk about how was my week. This week was very, very cold. That's like one word that I can use. It's freezing cold in Korea. The weather is crazy. It was very humid and hot like 3 or 4 days ago, and then it just started to rain, and then it's fucking Elsa frozen shit coming up on the season, and actually Frozen 2 is coming out. So yeah, anyways, that's it. I have a Thailand fan meeting that I'm gonna do in Thailand at the 20th to the 25th. If you're in Thailand, if you're listening to my podcast, please say hi or sawadika, whatever. The nickname is secondhand smoker. What is secondhand smoker? You smoke with two hands? Oh, like 간접 흡연. That's what you're saying. Say 간접 흡연. Okay. Secondhand smoker. Hey, Jamie, I'm a college student living in a dorm with a roommate who smokes a lot. My clothes start smelling like cigarettes and my lungs are filled with smoke, but I can't pick up the courage to speak up and tell my roommate to smoke outside. Why? I've considered changing dorms, but I have to leave the guy I have a crush on behind who lives at the same dorms. What will you do? And sis, wait, stop. Oh my gosh. Okay. So you can't move out because there's a crush in the dorm, but you're smoking. Like, literally, you're smoking air. What? Okay. So for me, it's really hard to give advices because I'm always the one who tells what I really feel. I just say them up front, like, I don't smoke, so can you smoke outside? Is it that hard to say for some people? It is. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry that I couldn't be in your shoe. But then, okay, I have a good idea. So if you're listening to this on your AirPod, just like take it out so I can speak to your friend and put it on speaker or like on studios. I hate people when smokes in front of me if I don't. And if they are kind of smart, if they're conscious for what they're doing, they wouldn't smoke with the people who doesn't smoke, right? I mean, like, you know, that's 당연하고. That's like, that's what humans do. So if I have a roommate who smokes inside the room while I'm not like a non-smoker, then she needs to go out before I kick her out, right? So I'm going to cut all her cigarettes off. I'm going to be like, when she smokes, I'm going to put water on her face. That's literally what I'm going to do, like, for real. Because he's been one of the victims. And it's just so non-mannered. Like, I don't know what you've been learning for your past life. Smoking in front of who doesn't smoke is just doing this in front of your teacher. Right? So if your friend doesn't smoke, don't smoke in front of her. Smoke outside. Is it that hard to go outside and smoke? And you have to leave the guy I have a crush on. If she doesn't, or if he or she does not, and if you're crushed, like, you should move out. But I don't think you're the one who should move out. The other one is the one who should move out. What would you do? I don't know what to say.
Should she move out? Because, like, the room would have been already been, like, contaminating.
Okay, then go out with your crush. And be like,
I like that.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Ooh, you go like, sorry, my roommate smokes a lot, so like, I can't stay there anymore. Can I sleep in your drawer?
Oh, Diane does that. Oh, that's a good idea. You could be like knocking on the door and be like, oh, hi, my name is Jamie. So my roommate smokes and I don't smoke. So can I just stay in your room for a couple of days? Because I'm moving now. And then those couple of days, you got to make the move. And I'd be like, so I'm going to go out together. That's a good happy ending. All right. That was another one. And we have a voicemail for the second one, right? Okay. It's the nickname is Almost the Other Woman. Almost the Other Woman.
Hi, Jamie. This is English. My name is Olivia, and I'm a sophomore in high school in California. And my sticky situation is that I like this boy, but he has a girlfriend. But the weird thing is that he talks to me like he's single. Like, he literally told me that I was perfect. Like, I'm not even making shit up. Like, he literally told me I was perfect and that he would date me if he didn't have his girlfriend. And I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be the bitch that everyone hates because, you know, I was the girl that he cheated with. Like, what do I do in this situation? Like, I've asked my friends, like, they don't know what they're fucking doing.
What are you?
I've never had this happen before. So if you could give me some fucking kick-ass advice, that'd be very nice.
Okay, before I keep...
Bye-bye.
Before I give you a kick-ass advice, girl, wake up. If you date him, he's going to do the same to the other girls. Can't you see that? So, okay, you love him, and then you meet him, and then you're like, huh, I love him. Oh, everything. And then you don't know what he's going to do to the other girls. You never know if he's going to be like, while you're the girlfriend, you're going to be invisible to the other girls, and he's going to do the same thing to the other girls, calling the other girl that she is perfect. She is the one of the kind for him. Like, bitch, girl, wake up. Why are all these girls falling for the same shit? I don't understand. So at the first place, I don't blame you to like a guy who has a girlfriend, because in front of you, he acts like he does not have a girlfriend. That is not a problem. But you know that he has a girlfriend and he still does that to you. Why can't you just wake up and be like, oh, if I date him, he would do the same to me. And you're going to be the other second example, like the girlfriend he has right now. I want you guys to meet a loyal boyfriend / girlfriend / boy girlfriends. Because if you're not going to be treated like the one you're going to be treated, why would you date him at the first motherfucking place?
Have you ever had a guy like really hit on you knowing he had a girlfriend? Like, what do you say to him?
First, when he tries to be on that situation, because I did, and he knows about the story, I'd be like, I'll just be like,
thank you.
But you have a girlfriend. Why are you like this to me? I couldn't just say that. And then he's going to be like, oh.
Actually, you kind of softened it. You're like, bitch, wake up. You have a girlfriend.
Yeah, right, right.
The fuck?
Yeah. I kind of slapped. I was like, you have a girlfriend. Like, wake the fuck up. I'm not that stupid, dumb ass girl that's going to be like, oh, this is romance. Wake up, please. Like, this girl, like, come on. You can do better. Find another guy. He's not the one for you. Mm-hmm. That's it. There's no do this or that. Just cut him off. Mm-hmm. Even though you like him.
What is the guy's logic in this situation? Like, what is he?
He's a perfect example.
I mean, first of all, I know what you mean, but like, I was actually in her place. I've tried that.
Okay.
And the opposite side, they cheat.
Right.
Eventually. Again. Yeah.
It's 2 p.m. again and again.
Again and again and again and again. No, I'm yawning. Okay.
So, girl, like, if you really like him and if you take all the advances that and all the chances that he's going to do that the same to you and you still want to date, go for it. But you're not going to be spitting fire to me because I told you to wake up. wake up. There's, okay, go to Instagram, hashtag OOTD or hashtag, you know, ball, baseball. There's more hotter guys than you are already in crush with. Okay. Just hashtag pancake. There's more cute guys holding a pancake and be like, you want to be my girlfriend? Girl.
Now you're gonna go home and upload photos
with hashtag pancakes.
Hey guys, I have a pancake in my hand.
Stop, girl, wake up, please. He is not the one. Almost the other woman. You serious? No, you're not almost. You're gonna be the other woman soon. You don't know if he's gonna do that to you while he's having a girlfriend. He might have a lot of girls. He might be a fucking octopus in his chunting, be like sliding through DMs and shit. Wake up. I'm going to be rough with you, but because you want a kick-ass fireball explanation, that was it. Spitting grape. Stop. Why am I being so aggressive when I'm standing in this pink, cute page and I'm being like, I'm a fucking musician. I'm like,
it does that to me all the time.
I know. Shut up. All right. So I mentioned a fan meeting that I'm going to do in Thailand. I don't think if this is going to come out before or after Thailand. I don't know. But I'm going on at November the 20th to the 25th. It's been a really long ass year for me to not be in Thailand. I think it's been like three to four years, my last visit there. It kind of changed a lot because when I was living there, when starting from 5, there were no big buildings, but there are a lot of buildings now. I really kind of like the street vibe because they had a lot of street, you know, music, street foods, but nearly all of them are gone when I was there. And yeah, and all my friends were there too, but now they're in university, so I don't know if I'm going to meet them while I go there. I feel so excited, and like I kind of cried when I first heard that I'm gonna do a fan meeting there, because it's my first fan meeting, I would call, outside Korea, and it's like my hometown. I would call Korea my second hometown because I have more memories when I was young in Thailand. And
have you ever performed in Thailand?
I've been performing in Thailand for GIP Nation, not myself, like for all the tour with GIP Nation. But for me alone and getting to meet the fans like up close, it's my first time. And it's really like, I don't know, it's really weird.
You're going to be singing?
Yes. Sorry. It's like a fan sign event, but I'm going to be performing some songs. It's not really big, but I still like the vibe because I can see them up close. And we're going to do, like, you know, talking, like, high five and everything. I'm going to meet them. And there are a lot of DMs sending them that they're ready for the fan sign. So I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I'm really going to be there. My gosh. I'm so happy. Anyways, that's dope. And after all that Thai, I have a little bit of coming out of Korea too, like Singapore, that like on the list. I don't know if it's gonna be Singapore, maybe a US tour. Yeah, it's upcoming. So starting from next year, I'm gonna meet you guys outside Korea. So please wait. And if you want me to be in your town or country, send me the DMs. So, I could maybe talk about it.
So people should just follow you on Instagram to know about all the updates on that.
Yeah, I'm doing with K Friends. It's official on Instagram. I'm working with them, so like they're gonna organize the other things too. So if you want me to be in your country, you might want to follow them and DM them. All right, that was basically it for my Thailand fan sign meeting. So let's go to the next mission. It's called Malcolm. Hi, Jamie. Basically, my group of friends, to be precise. My university friend got into a fight where they now give each other the cold shoulder and won't speak. And I'm stuck in the middle because I don't know how not to choose sides. And I'm kind of feeling suffocated right now, living under the same roof with them. It's been a really stressful semester. So what would you do, Jamie? Huh? Well, in this situation, when you're in the middle, you got to be really like smart, because you want to, you're friends with both. And when you talk to this person about this person, she might or he might get it wrong And then when you do the same to the other, they might get it wrong because they're not in a really good situation, right? So what I would do is trying to keep, like, you know, saying good things about each other. Like, you know how she or he feels about you. They, you know, friends fight, you know, like all these things. Like, I think you should kind of like lay it down and talk to her or him and to the other side too. I wouldn't be like, oh, you know what? I think she did that. Or I wouldn't say that. I'll be like keep giving good vibes and talking about how us three were like in a good relationship. And then that kind of worked for me to be in the middle. And I would like call them out together. I'd be like, you know, like, I hate you guys for making me in this situation because it really sucks. And if you guys are keep going to be in a like this kind of stance, then I just don't want to be in the middle. And I'm still going to be friends with you and this person, but I'm not going to be the one who's going to be like only friends with you and not hang out with her or only taking your sides. You know what I mean? I just tell them, like, I hate you for making me in this situation. It's just stupid. It's just stupid things. They fight with the most stupid reasons, but then it kind of blows up to a big forest fight. You know, forest fire fight. I would try, the first thing I would try is like keep telling the like good things. Like, you know, like, she thinks about you. I don't think she meant it by saying that, or, you know, how she thinks about you and how I think about you. I really want us to be friends again. Do all that. And if it still doesn't work, I'll be like, yo, like, 그냥 꺼져. 어? 친구하지 마. 근데 I'm not going to be the one who's going to be like, and not, you know, choosing sides and like being that. I'm going to be with you and doing you, being with her, doing her. So I hope you don't get stressed by that too, you know? Why do you fight? See, in the last episode, I told you, when you live with someone, you need to consider if you're not going to fight and all that thing. Because if you live together, there's going to be more fight, even though you're like best friends forever. XXO, XOXO, you're my gossip girl. What's up, bitch? Like, uh-huh. You wear, seeing the brows with me. Okay, you can share my bra. Still, they fight. Why do you live together? Oh my gosh. Then if you live together, that's more complicated. You're going to be feeling the whole cold vibes 24 hours, 36, 5 days.
But I still think there's like a positive like side about like living with friends.
But this is not positive. So can you just stay in this situation?
That. But good luck with that.
Well, if it's not working, one gotta move out. I think you guys have to just separate. And you learned a lesson still. You know, you learned a lesson to never live with friends. That's not committed. You guys just have to divorce then. It's just so sad. Because once you think that they're their best friend, and when they kind of turn back at you, it's just really the hardest thing and the hardest moment in your life. And if you guys keep seeing each other, it's going to be more harder, because I think you guys need some separate time to think about the friendship and everything. Because if you guys keep, you know, in the morning, you kind of wake up and look at her face and be like, this bitch, like, you stupid motherfucker. And then it's not going to get better. I think you just kind of depart a little and then talk to each other again. All right. I hope that works out for you. Being in the middle sucks, but always, there's a middle finger that can help you. That's the show. Again, before we go, email us at wwjd@thedivestudios.com. Call us, phone, Skype, +1-209-322-9953, and leave us a cute voicemail like, and then go and watch clips for the show for youtube.com/divestudios. And there's Instagram, Twitter, wwjd_podcast, and GMNXJamie. I need followers. Rate and review us on iTunes to keep this shit going, because I would love to talk to you more about the show. And before we go to what would Jamie do, I was thinking of a new thing, rather than just getting situations or like other things that I can talk individually than the situations, what I would do like in for my story. If you guys are interested in that, please comment on Dive Studios or WWJD podcast Instagram to let me know what I should do, you know? All right. then. Goodbye.
What would Jamie do?